An entitled Karen cuts in line when I'm getting food and then yells at me saying that I'm too fat to eat. So in my hometown, there's a little summer festival going on with lots of music. There's a food truck, there's some fun rides, and those little shacks where you can get clothes and jewelry. There are people dancing, eating, and drinking everywhere. Everyone is honestly having a lot of fun. I was with my parents and my mom said that she was hungry. Since she recently suffered a foot injury, I decided to go get us some hot dogs. So my dad gives me some money and off I go to a nearby truck. The festival wasn't at its fullest yet, so there wasn't a lot of people in line. In front of me was a young teen couple, a biker gang mom and her son, and behind me was an elderly couple. I was minding my own business, thinking about which hot dog I was going to get, when out of the corner of my eye, I see the entitled Karen and her demon child. She didn't look like the typical Karen. She had long brown hair and actually had an appearance that made it seem like she was nice. But boy, was I wrong. The entitled Karen was at the side of the line, looking at the menu, probably thinking about what to eat like the rest of us, when her son, you know, the demon child, who's about 9 or 10, started absolutely screaming, "Mommy, mommy, I want a burger! Burger, burger, burger!" This demon spawn repeated this on and on and on, all the way up until the entitled Karen snaps at him, saying that she heard him the first time and that she'll buy him a burger. All of a sudden, she walks and stands in front of me, all while her little gremlin child is still screaming, "Burger, burger, burger!" I say politely to her, "Excuse me, ma'am, but I was already in line. You can't cut in front of me. The line isn't too long, so you won't have to wait too much." She turns around, glares at me, and spits out with pure venom, "Listen here, sweetie. My baby and I have been walking around looking for a place to eat, and my child is really hungry, so he deserves to eat as soon as possible. Also, maybe you should get out of line. You're too fat to be eating anything." Now, I'll admit, I'm a big girl, but just because I'm fat doesn't mean that I'm unhealthy. My doctors say that I'm fine, and I like the way I am. If this had happened a few years ago, I probably would have cried and walked away. But I've recently gained a no BS attitude, and I wasn't about to let this entitled Karen talk to me like that, let alone insult me in this way. I say, mimicking her tone, "Well, sweetie, I'll eat as much as I want, and as for your son, he can wait in the line like everybody else." The entitled Karen looked like she was about to speak, but then the biker gang mom from earlier turned around, interjected, and said to this Karen, "You better listen to the little lady and go to the back of the line, or else things are gonna get ugly." With that, the entitled Karen scoffs and drags her son away. I guess they weren't hungry after all. You have to be pretty entitled to cut into a line that's already not that long. Like, honestly, your annoying little demon spawn child is not a good reason to jump in front of people who are waiting in line like everybody else. I don't know what it is about some of these Karens, but they obviously feel like they're better than everybody else. Otherwise, why would they act this way? I mean, if I see a food vendor and there's a line, guess what? I get to the back of the line and I wait like everybody else. You don't cut in front just to get early access to food. It just doesn't work that way. I've seen a lot of people like this in customer service, as well as in the food industry where I used to work at one point, and some people are just absolutely disturbingly entitled. They think they're a permanent VIP with everything and anything that they do. But in reality, they're just a normal citizen just like the rest of us. I don't care if you're Bill Gates or Jeffrey Bezos, you're still gonna stand at the end of that line. So yeah, don't be a Karen, wait in line, and don't insult people when you're waiting in line. Otherwise, some tough-looking biker mom's gonna tell you what's up, and you're gonna wish you'd kept your mouth shut. After 5 years of being engaged, I gave my fiance the ring back. My boyfriend and I have been together for almost 7 years in October, and we've been engaged for 5 of those years. And yes, I know what you're thinking. We got engaged way too early. After he proposed, I had the intention of having a wedding maybe a year after graduating college, which was in 2019. Ever since COVID hit, it seems that he has no intention of having a wedding or kids until he is financially ready, which is smart, but that probably won't be until we're in our 30s, at least for him. We seem to want to reach our goals in different points in our lives. For example, I do not want children until we are married. Yes, it won't be the end of the world if I have kids first, but that's always been my preference. I also wanted my first child before I turned 30, and while he wants to be financially stable before we basically do anything, at the moment, right now we both make around $50,000 together. I have already been engaged and wanting a wedding for the past 3 years. I don't think I can wait for another 5. So I decided to tell him that I do not want to be engaged until weekend wedding plan within the year of being engaged, and at the time it hurt, but now I feel really good about it. I feel that I am putting myself first. My friends have told me how proud they are of me to do this, and now that I have been accepted into a medical imaging program, I am going to be focusing on myself and my future more than ever. I just want to do things right. Start my career, buy a home together, get married, start a family. I know we can't plan every detail of our lives. I just wish I made smarter choices in my life. We still love each other and we plan on making things work. I can completely see where this lady's coming from. She wanted to get married, and after 5 years of waiting, it just simply wasn't happening. I understand wanting to be financially secure and wanting to be financially confident moving into a commitment like marriage, but at the same time, making your significant other wait 5 years before you get anything going is a long time to make that kind of commitment. So I don't blame her for giving the ring back and saying, hey, let's get this planned before we get engaged again. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, who cares what anyone else thinks? You got to do what's best for you. And it sounds like this really was the best thing to do for both of them, because it sounds like they're going to be able to actually make plans and have some kind of goal in mind, which honestly will be the best thing for their lives moving forward. Am I the jerk for not liking my girlfriend's new permanent makeup? My girlfriend and I have been together for a bit over a year now, and we have a great relationship overall. And frankly, I've never been so smitten with a woman. A year out, I could still stare at her all day, with hearts popping all over my face like a cartoon character. She is just such an insanely beautiful woman, and out of all of her features, my favorite is easily her lips. She has incredible, naturally plump lips that anyone would die for. And apart from the shape, I absolutely adore the natural color of her lips, a gorgeous, dusty pink brown. Now, for the last few months, she's been working an event planning job with a woman that plans beauty industry events, and she's talked for a while about getting permanent makeup tattoos done via those connections. She already did microblading, which is cool, very subtle, and it looks really nice. She also mentioned getting her eyes done, which was horrifying to me to have a tattoo there, but I get it. That's some of the only makeup she puts on, so I guess it makes sense. But then she also said that she was thinking about getting her lips done so that they'd always look like they have lipstick on. Now, every time she mentioned this, I told her honestly how I felt. I said that I really didn't want her to do that, and that it would make me sad because I absolutely adore her lips and their natural color. But at the end of the day, it's her body. This came up multiple times, and every time I reacted the same, but I think she didn't take it seriously and just laughed it off. This will be relevant in a moment. Now, yesterday, at her latest event, she elected to be a model for a woman to demonstrate the process of applying permanent makeup to the lips, turning them a bright red or pink. I was, of course, disappointed for the reasons I stated before. I know it's her body, but it was also one of my favorite features, and frankly, I don't love how they look now nearly as much. I know it fades over time, but still, I couldn't help feeling a little bummed out about it. I tried to be supportive, but frankly, I'm terrible at concealing my true emotions. And when she got home, she saw right through me and got it out of me. So I told her, I'm sorry, I just don't like that you had your lips done. I know it's your decision and your body, but I also can't help but feeling a little bummed out because, like I said, I loved your lips how they were. And I also mentioned that, yeah, I know, I'm being a little silly, and I just need some time to get used to it. She was, of course, not happy about that, and told me she's really surprised that that's my reaction, which is confusing to me because I clearly expressed my opinion on the matter every time it was mentioned. And she went on to tell me it makes her worry because, in her words, what if she wants to get a boob job or any other work done? And to that, I responded honestly as well, saying that I probably wouldn't love that either. But just like with this, I'll get used to it eventually and still support her, and that it's her body and her decision to make. To which she retorted that it doesn't really seem that I support it at all. At this point, she said that she had had enough and that she couldn't do this right now, and that she just needs to sleep. I feel really guilty about all of this. I mean, I even felt guilty before she even did it. It's not like I don't want to like it. I adore this woman and want to support her in everything she does. I mean, she's had work done before we met, and if I look at photos, I guess she looks better. But it's really hard for me to accept the idea of changing her body when I'm already so attracted to her, just the way she is, and I feel like I shouldn't have to lie or hide my feelings about that. So now I honestly just need to know, was I a jerk? Should I have tried better to hide my feelings? Is it silly that I'm reacting so strongly? Is it really so bad for me to have my own preference about my girlfriend? I know that at the end of the day, I should support her no matter what, but I can't help but have certain preferences and likes and dislikes, you know what I mean? It's not like I don't want to change my heart, but I don't know. For example, if I got a big face tattoo or something, she probably wouldn't be thrilled, right? I don't know. Basically, my point is that overall, I just don't know how to reconcile our differences of opinion here, especially when it comes to major stuff like plastic surgery. What do I do? This is a really tough one because I can see both sides of this. I can completely understand where the lady's coming from, where she says, hey, it's my body and I really wanted to do it and I would really appreciate it if you supported me in this. But I can also see the guy's perspective where suddenly a major feature that he really liked about his girlfriend has suddenly changed, especially after he expressed, hey, I don't like this. It sounds like he's still going to be supportive of cover no matter what, and he'll eventually get used to it, but he doesn't sound happy about it either way. But I think the guy also brings up a really good point. If he suddenly out of nowhere just got a face tattoo, how would his girlfriend react? I don't know whether or not she would be happy. I know if my significant other suddenly got a face tattoo, I'd be pretty upset. And yeah, if I love them, I would definitely support them. But in some ways, it could almost be seen as like this forced contention just to try and prove whether you're loyal or not, which I don't think is fair for anybody. But what do you think? Leave a comment down below. What would you do if you're in this guy's situation? Do you think he's overreacting a little bit and he'll get used to this new lip color? Or do you think he's right for having some kind of outrage over his girlfriend getting permanent lipstick done? Leave a comment, we'd love to know. My brother accuses me of ruining his friendship with his best friend, and now I think he's gonna be mad at me forever. What do I do? My brother's best friend and I started dating 5 years ago, and now we've been married for 3 years. And at first, my brother was happy and didn't care. Actually, he was the one who played Cupid, but lately, ever since our second daughter was born, he's been acting so weird. It's like he hates our relationship all of a sudden. 4 days ago, it was my husband's birthday, and he decided to take a short family trip to celebrate it. So we celebrated. It's just him, our daughters, and I. Nobody else, and we thought nobody cared. But apparently, my brother really did care. The night before my husband's birthday was over, he texted me to let me know that I was ruining his relationship with his best friend. I told him I didn't know what he was talking about, and he started saying that I stole his best friend, and that now he doesn't even want to celebrate his birthday with him, and that he doesn't go to boys' nights either, and that it's all my fault because he spends all the time he could use with his friends with me instead, as well as with his girls, and that apparently it's like he doesn't even have a life anymore. And that is honestly completely not true. My husband prefers to stay at home because he wants to, and he only goes to boys' nights when he wants to, and that's because he doesn't feel comfortable with them like he used to. They're all single, including my brother, and live crazy lives, and my husband is on another page in his life, so he says that's why he doesn't like spending so much time with them. And honestly, I respect that. I can't force him to go if he doesn't want to. I talked to my brother and I explained all of that to him, but he keeps saying that it's all my fault, that he wanted us to be together, but he didn't expect me to apparently trap him with a ring and with kids so quickly. And hearing that hurt me so much, because both of our daughters were totally planned. Neither of them was an accident that happened because of someone else. We wanted them in our lives. My husband talked to him, but he didn't understand. It's like he thinks I brainwashed him or something, and I don't know what else to do. They have been friends since kindergarten, and the last thing I want is for their decades-long relationship to be damaged because of me. So I want to try to make everything go back to the way it was before, if that's even possible. But I honestly don't know what to do. Maybe I should invite him over to our house or something. Or maybe even just plan a trip just for the boys. Or invite him to our next trip. I don't know. I'm willing to do anything just to fix this. And just to clarify, my husband also had a really crazy life before he started dating me. I've known him forever, and no one would ever have expected him to become a father and a husband. So I guess it's normal that everyone is shocked that he has this life now. Because it's like everyone was sure that I would just be a phase, and that he wouldn't change from that life for me or any woman. But he did change, and he became a fantastic father, as well as a husband to me. And I guess that just bothers my brother as well as his friends. What do I do? There's not much you can really do in a situation like this, to be completely honest. It sounds like the brother's being incredibly selfish and incredibly childish. It is very immature of him to blame you for your husband growing up and becoming a father. Being a parent and being a good parent at that means that you got to put things aside and do whatever it takes for your children. And from the sounds of it, this lady's husband is a good husband and father. He made the changes necessary to be there for her as well as his daughters. And there's nothing wrong with that. Her brother is coming from a very immature perspective. And it is very immature of him to assume that his best friend is still the same after all these years. People change, people grow up, people become different people. That's just part of life. He is obviously very jealous and apparently hurt that he can't see his friend all the time, but that's what happens when you get married. Your priorities shift to your family, and that's the way it should be, in my opinion. So in my opinion, I don't think there's much you really can do about this, except try and be involved in their life. But if he's going to blame you and be toxic and claim that you're the reason that he doesn't act the way he used to, then I think some distance and some solid boundaries would be really good for you and your family. Because there's no good excuse for you to be treated like that. My parents lied to me my entire life, claiming that my dad went to medical school at the age of 16. And now that I found out the truth, I am completely crushed. As a kid, I was relatively gifted. I was no Einstein, but I was 12 years old in the 9th grade. And even though academically I did well, I was far too young to be that ahead. Everyone was discovering all sorts of things about their bodies, as well as getting their first boyfriends. And I was just doodling the Harry Potter symbol on my arm. All of my friends are 20 to 22 years old. I am in my senior year of college and I'm 20 right now. I was 17 when I first began college and have always been so determined to be perfect academically. Because of this, I let myself go physically. As a kid, I wanted to be a surgeon, and so I pushed myself as hard as possible to go towards that. I spent the summer of 2016 studying and prepping myself for med school. At the time, I was 14 years old. After the SAT, I was so exhausted. I slept for 13 hours straight. At one point, my parents would hide energy drinks from me because I was up all night studying obsessively while chugging Red Bull when my parents woke up at 6 in the morning. I was terrified of not doing well in school. I drove myself up a wall. When I realized I wouldn't be a surgeon and told my parents mid-college, they were so disappointed in me. Because of this, I started to eat and drink out of stress again. When I said I was now an English major, oh dear God, I drank for 2 days straight. When I said I couldn't graduate in 3 years, they were disappointed again. I tried Adderall for the first time and stayed up for 72 hours. I smoked cigarettes and passed out outside my dorm. All of this is 100% my fault and not my parents. But my dad is an incredibly successful businessman from a middle-class background, and I've always aspired to be like him. I changed career paths 3 times, and I was so ashamed for it, even when I was just 15 or 16 years old. Even to this day, I'm a painful perfectionist, and I cannot give myself free time. The entire reason I changed career paths was because no one ever really asked me to choose, and I never let myself until I was 18 years old. And my closest friends were all older than me, and they really influenced me in terms of drinking as well as using any kind of illegal substances, as well as my eating habits. Also, they were all 21 and 22 years old, and their friends were 24 and 25 years old. For a while, I was a 19-year-old among 22 to 24-year-olds. I thought I was so cool at the time. I've never gotten a bad grade, and I'm completing 3 internships right now, but my mental health is in the toilet, and all the weight I've recently lost is because I've been up and haven't touched food because I'm so depressed. When school is full-time, I work 2 jobs, even though I'm not on financial aid. Like I said, all these are a series of my own bad decisions. But a main reason why I push myself so hard is because once when I was 15 years old, I was told by my parents that my dad began med school when he was 16 years old. And that's why he had an early start in life and that I'm just a late bloomer. I've always been age conscious and because of this feel halfway in the grave at 20 years old. Today, I mentioned the fact that my dad began school at 16 to my parents and they looked kind of confused. Then I reminded them of the day they said that to me, and they sheepishly said it was a lie to motivate me, and my dad's timeline had been completely ordinary. Now, I don't think that takes away from what he's done, but they have always pushed the narrative that he was some kind of child genius. Now, my sister isn't like me, and she's more easygoing and less stressed. She's 19 years old. However, she is in her first year of college, and her grades aren't as good, but she just isn't subject to this kind of scrutiny. Today, she skipped school and went bowling. I never went bowling. I never went sightseeing, I never went shopping with any of my friends. It was either partying way too hard or spending all of my time studying. If it makes a difference, I'm the first grandchild to both sides of my family, and I'm the one with the hopes and dreams of the family pinned on them. I was so sick of hearing it. I was so upset at the lie, irrationally so. It's been happening a lot. For example, the other day, I was asked to clean some spilled milk that my sister dropped the other day, and I burst out suddenly screaming, "Well, why doesn't she do it herself?" Everyone looks so confused because I'm not the type of person to start screaming. I know there are people who have it harder and can cope with the stress, but I kind of just lost it. And by lost it, I mean I cried, like full-on snot sobbing. Writing this as of today, I haven't slept in 36 hours. I haven't eaten, and I'm literally living off of coffee. I think I ate some chicken maybe 30 hours ago. I am physically and emotionally half alive. I feel so betrayed. Once I was 20 and began having mental breakdowns on the weekly, and it was only then then that my parents realized that they had messed up, realizing that they pushed me way too hard. Now I'm on autopilot, and it doesn't matter what they say. I push myself so hard, it doesn't make a difference anymore. This entire situation has me questioning everything, and I just don't know what to do. It is absolutely atrocious that your parents pushed you that hard in your life and treated you so poorly. The fact that you were gifted and somehow were really, really smart and able to advance through school quickly is no good excuse for your parents to put all this pressure on you. And it's terrible that your extended family feels the same way. They placed you on this pedestal that you never asked to be put on. And that's just so disappointing. I can only imagine what kind of things you had to go through just to get where you're at. The amount of stress and studying you must have gone through had to have been absolutely crippling. In my opinion, it's probably time to see a therapist. It sounds like your parents have completely messed you up, and I really hope you find not only time to have a break, but also time to find the help that you need, because you deserve way better than this. Thanks for watching. When you subscribe, make sure to hit the bell to turn on notifications. To finish listening to all the stories, use the playlist at the top of the description. And the next time you live stream, use the Cream of the Crop music. Search Cream of the Stream on Spotify or whatever platform you use for copyright-free music to use for your next stream.